The next setting is passage time. This function setting is the same whether you're running density or non-density operation. The setting should be the number of seconds required for a vehicle moving at the approach speed to travel from the detector at the to the stop line. The calculation of passage time is then d distance divided by 1.47 multiplied by the approach speed. The general range is approximately 2 to 8 seconds. Take the example shown here. Assume that the distance between the stop bar and the detector is 330 feet with 45 miles per hour. The passage time would then be the 330 divided by 1.47 times 45 to give us roughly 5 seconds. More information on the actual placement of the detector will be covered in the traffic signal design course. However, these detectors are often placed up the road on high-speed approaches beyond the zone of decision or dilemma in some cases. A quick animation of decision zone is shown on the upcoming slide.